U.S.-Bolivian relations worsen. Christians are concerned. Believers are reaching out to hunger victims in Mali, and the age of pastoral training is going down for one ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The diplomatic relationship between the U.S. and Bolivia worsened with the expulsions of the ambassadors in each country. Worse, it signals confirmation to mission groups that conditions for ministry could get tricky. Grace Ministries International's Sam Benton.
We're trying to get nationals trained in theology so that they would be able to do any kind of official teaching. So that would be something that could be effective.
Benton says the upheaval has not directly had an impact on their work.
We have a strong national church board and churches there who I believe the expansion of the ministry and evangelistic outreach and teaching and training on the lower level, they would be able to continue.
However, the Christians need support for what's to come.
Pray for the people that peace will be restored and that the gospel will continue to go forward. Though again, we know that sometimes the gospel goes forward in a stronger way when there's opposition. So we just have to pray for faithfulness on the part of our Christian brothers and sisters.
Next, Cyclone Nargis hit Myanmar with incredible force in May, killing thousands and displacing millions. Vision Beyond Borders Patrick Klein just returned from Myanmar and says there's good news.
We saw a lot of rice paddies. Hopefully there'll be enough food to go around.
There's also bad news. Klein says there are thousands of orphans.
There's 80,000 children that are homeless. We've heard reports of the pedophiles going from Thailand, going in and trying to get these kids to take them in to be sex slaves over in Thailand. The military government's trying to get the young boys to put them into military service.
Vision Beyond Borders is trying to do something about it. Klein says,
we bought some land recently. We're trying to set up 4 new orphanages. So we're trying to get these kids as fast as possible, build these orphanages, get Christians to run the orphanages, and get the kids in as soon as we can so we can keep them away from these predators.
Your financial support will help rescue these kids and allow them to hear the gospel. You can hear the complete interview at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. International Christian Concern reports ethnic clashes resulting in hundreds of thousands of Christians fleeing for their safety in the Philippines. Earlier this week, Christian politicians filed a petition against the expansion of Muslim homeland, causing Muslim rebels to attack and raid Christian villages in the North Catabuto region. Muslims have waged a guerrilla campaign for independence in the largely Christian Philippines for 30 years. Pray for God's protection over the Christians there. Meanwhile, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is combating the hunger crisis in Mali, West Africa. In one of the poorest nations on the planet, an IMB team is handing out grain and sharing the compassion of Christ. The team hopes that this grain will help the people make it to the next harvest and will fend off starvation. Over a third of the children in Mali are malnourished, and many eat leaves from trees just to survive. Pray that this grain will help the people of Mali and that crops will yield food soon. And despite the slowing international economy, Global Advance's David Shibley says they're busier than ever with pastoral training. He notes a trend pointing to a strong dedication to the gospel.
The median age in our conferences continues to go down, and we're seeing a whole new generation of pastors coming to the fore.
Younger pastors coming in record numbers for training translates to a sense of urgency.
We believe it's a time to pull out all of the stops and work while it is day, while we have opportunity to equip the church around the world to have a strengthened pastoral leadership, strengthened leadership in the marketplace to fulfill the Great Commission. There is a greater hunger, there's a greater intensity, particularly among younger pastors. So I'm very encouraged. There's tremendously courageous men and women around the world who are carrying the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution against Christians is growing around the world. For a suggested donation, MNN wants to help you learn about it with a book and CD called Better Than Life. These two resources will tell you about today's persecuted believers, while the music will inspire you to share your faith no matter what the cost. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.